Okay, we're here with Robin Tebbutt, who is the regia for the opera festival this evening, for Opera Baga this evening. Robin, what have we got in front of us this evening? What are we going to see?
Il Matrimonio Segreto by Cimarosa. There's a lovely thing here, which is that it was the first opera to be given in the Teatro dei Deferenti, 1795. As I understand, that wasn't the original building, but the 18th century rebuild.
See, the rebuild, when the original one was a bit older than that, but this is dated from now. This is the theatre that's now used in its present form, is probably dated from then.
And it was given its first performance in Vienna in 1792, the year after Mozart's death. So we're talking about them just after Mozart, and given here 1795. So you can't help wondering how it would have been done. I don't think there's any pictures of it, but for instance, when you go into the Act 2 finale, there's 8 bars or so to change to a new scene when you need to be in a bedroom corridor. And, well, they probably did it like we do, fly something in.
With flying, flying flats.
Yeah, must have been the same, because he would have known how much music he needed for anything bigger than that, so it must have only been a similar thing.
Probably with precisely the same system with ropes.
Probably. Right, yeah. You can hear it in the music. You can hear that's what you have to do.
Waiting for it, zooming up it goes and down it comes. We've got in front of us at the moment, we've got some images from the rehearsals. A lot of people. What's going on? Why have we got so many people in these images?
This is the residency of the Cardiff International Academy of Voice, who have been here for 2 weeks. It's an academy that's headed by Dennis O'Neill, celebrated British tenor, Verdian, Verismo tenor, wonderful artist. And he came here as a very young man. It was the first time he'd left Britain, I think, when the Opera Baga had a residency, a summer school, and he came, I think he was 20, something like this. And he's lived with that memory and honours that memory by wanting to bring students here now. He says and wrote, there was an interview with him in a national paper where he says it was the town that changed my life.
Yes, that too. That was an independent newspaper in Britain, and it was also on the Baga News website, so that people, I'll put a link in afterwards so people can see that interview.
Well, he has an academy in Cardiff that I think, I'm a guest artist with it, so I'll describe it rather than speak for it. But my understanding is that they've been going for 3 years and have made 3 visits here, which represents the culmination of a year's studying in vocal art for the artists, mostly in their 20s. So it's a kind of finishing school for singers at the end of their training, ready as a springboard for their careers as opera singers. So they come here and they've given a gala and a concert of church music and now 2 performances with 2 different casts, which is part of why you're saying there's so many people.
That's why there's so many people. So there's 2 different casts for the same show, basically.
The mezzo-soprano has to be in both. She's a busy girl.
She is a busy girl. In fact, you know, on the images you can see she's in both sets.
Yeah. It's a comic opera. It's an opera buffa. It's a great piece of great fun, and I mentioned that it was written just after Mozart's death, and you can hear Mozart in it, you can hear pastiches of Mozart, you can also hear it looking forward to Rossini. It's right in the middle of that historical moment in opera. Very funny classic opera story, and one based originally on one of Hogarth's paintings, The Marriage à la Mode. That painting, which represents a sort of satirical depiction of a bourgeois gentleman selling a daughter to make some ready cash, a marriage of financial advantage, and Hogarth's friend, the actor Garrick, wrote a play based on that image with another playwright, Coleman, that I think was successful at the time, called The Clandestine Marriage. That became a French play. Don't know who wrote that, and then it became the libretto for the opera.
Oh, that's interesting.
So we've got an English character in it, Count Robinson, who comes to a marriage has been proposed and arranged for him to marry one of Geronimo's daughters, and of course he turns up and can't bear the sight of the one he's supposed to marry and fancies the other and causes chaos. And I understand that the idea of an English character within the Italian comic medium is if not a stock character, a familiar character, and one that's great fun to look at. It took me towards, as the director, a particular concept in that I was wondering how to identify the Englishman separately. And I wasn't sure how to make that clear and how to make that funny and how to make that interesting in an 18th century context. So I've chosen to make the reference to 1930s and in particular the comic medium of Woodhouse, so that the character of Count Robinson is in my concept Bertie Wooster.
And you can see it with the plus fours and the flailing arms and the general bumbling around. There's an interesting thing as well with all these moustaches going on. What's that all about?
We've got to get them right. Your pictures are from the dress rehearsal and they weren't quite finished. They looked a little too unfinished and perhaps too comic and not quite realistic. So there's work to be done there. But, well, it's just to identify that period, really, that men would have worn moustaches, and just to pick out a slight difference between rather waxed Italian moustaches and a rather more flaring, unkempt Englishman's moustache.
Let's talk 1 second about the orchestra.
Mm-hmm.
Who is the orchestra?
I don't know that. Since my own role is associated with the stage production, I don't have that information in front of me. But I know they come from Lucca, but I don't really know.
There's a young orchestra from Lucca.
I don't know the details. You need to talk
to me. I've tried to look on the internet for information about them, and I can't find any information about the orchestra. I can find where they're part of a cultural association.
Nick Hunt will tell me.
Okay, then I'll have to talk to Nick Hunt and see if we can find some more information about that. Okay, so this evening there is the first night.
Indeed. We had two dress rehearsals yesterday. We've had 10 days of rehearsal here in Barga. Before that we had 4 weeks in Cardiff. It's been a great pleasure to be here, and the piece works very well in this lovely small theatre. It's an ensemble piece of only 6 characters with no chorus. So one hasn't had to reduce it, although we have cut some of the music. The original probably is 3 hours long, we're down to 2. But there's no loss there, we still keep and in fact gain comic momentum. I love this piece, I think it's wonderful, and I really like the music, but it's not Mozart. And let's take a trio. Cimarosa might start it with a lovely musical gesture and he might finish it with great flair. In the middle, he tends to get a bit stuck and it goes round and round. So those can usefully be trimmed, those middle sections.
It's quite interesting as well, the way you use the theatre itself, where your characters are coming out from the stage into the audience, up into the boxes.
There's sort of 2 things going on there. One is to tell the story, in that it's quite a small stage and we change the environment a little bit, so within Geronimo's house you go here, you go there, but there are 2 entrances. The father of the household comes back to begin the day, and then Count Robinson himself comes. So I thought, well, you know, they're coming off the street just as the public came in to see the show, they're coming in too, so I brought them in. So it's a way of setting another area of the environment, but it's also a way of making as much as you can direct contact with the audience. The piece is peppered with the aside convention, as it were, putting your hand to the side of your mouth and saying something that the other characters can't hear. So direct involvement with the audience, where of course each character separately assumes that the audience is on their side, and that's a comic. That's the fuel in the tank, really, that you're playing off.
Well, even the use of the curtain and the character coming, the head poking through the curtain and speaking and then going back in behind the curtain, there's this nice screen almost of various stages. It's bordering on modernist.
Thank you. It's also, there's also a reference which I enjoy, and others might, it won't be familiar to Italian audiences, which is Morecambe and Wise.
Well, that was, I was just about to say Morecambe and Wise. Last night when the Pelicans started to leap backwards and forwards with their hand behind their head and kicking their heels, it was just classic Morecambe and Wise.
That's a quote from Morecambe and Wise. Yeah. The singers we're working with had no idea when I was talking about when I mentioned Morecambe and Wise, but we got it on YouTube for them to see what it is.
See what it was.
It's not an important reference, it's just it's a goofy dance, and for me it was a way of doing it.
That was good, a lot of fun. So, what next? After here, where do you go? What do you do?
I'm looking forward to coming back in July to make the festival again, the production again for the festival.
What differences will be? Will there be a different orchestra, for instance, in for the festival?
That I don't know. Again, a question for Mr. Hunt. I know there's a different conductor,
Simone
Bernardini. Yeah. I'm looking forward to working with him very much.
Yeah, he's been to Barbara a few times now. He's at home here, basically.
Right, now I'm looking forward to meeting you. And for me, I'm in a transitional period of my own life and career. I worked for the Welsh National Opera for 15 years and recently left. And it's a pleasure to be here making a piece and thinking forward and wondering what I'm going to do next. So I don't have a direct answer to you about what I'm going to do next because it's work in progress.
Work in progress. At the dress rehearsal yesterday, there was some stress around, but not that much.
There always is a bit of stress at dress rehearsal. It's quite unusual to have to do two in one day.
Yeah. Long day.
For me, I know I'm not so important. My job's done, but it was a stressful time early on in rehearsals when. The singers who have great talent and great promise hadn't learnt their bloody music and words, so they needed their butts kicking.
Benny, okay, let's see this evening. We already have some images from the dress rehearsal. The photographer for Barga News tends to go in for the dress rehearsal to take some close-up images and then stay well away from the final so that you don't have a clicking camera in the faces of the people when they're trying to work. So maybe these images will be the ones that we'll be looking at on the website tomorrow. But anyway, Robin, thank you very much.
Pleasure.
We look forward to the festival as well in July to see what happens then, whether to see there's any changes or any movement.
Thank you.